Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and it's back to school night here at TD Ballpark. Tonight we've got game four of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took game three last night 8-6 after what ended up being a very stressful ninth inning. Tampa took the lead in the first on a Marcos Cabrera two-run homer off of Blue Jays starter Yandri Rojas. Dunedin answered back in the bottom half of the first when Blue Jays eighth-round pick Dylan Rock hit a no-doubter for his first professional home run to make it 2-1. Roque Salinas gave the Blue Jays the lead in the fourth inning, hitting his second home run of the year, a two-run shot that bounced off the top of the wall and out to make it 3-2. The lead didn't last long when Tampa manufactured two runs in the fifth to retake the lead 4-3, but Ryan McCarty forced another lead change in the sixth, hitting a bases-loaded double and recording his first three Blue Jays RBIs with one swing of the bat and making it 6-4. Alan Rodon doubled in Ryan McCarty and later stole third and came home on a throwing error by Tampa catcher Antonio Gomez, making it 8-4 and capping off a five-run sixth inning. The Blue Jays held that four-run lead until the ninth when Tampa made a last-ditch effort scoring two runs and putting the tying runs in scoring position against Soenny Martinez. With two outs and now a save situation on their hands, Dunedin turned to reliever Ben Baggett, who got the final out and recorded his first save of the year, improving the Blue Jays to 21-17 in the second half and dropping Tampa to 23-14. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, Jupiter crushed Fort Myers 10-1. Bradenton held off Palm Beach 6-4. Lakeland beat Daytona 4-2. And Clearwater came back from three runs down in extras, walking off swinging. A look at the standings now. Palm Beach leads the East at 23-16, two games ahead of second place St. Lucie at 21-18. Jupiter's back at 500 at 19-19. And Daytona rounds out that division at 11-26. In the West, Bradenton now leads Tampa by a game at 25-14 with the Tarpons, as I mentioned, 23-14. Your Blue Jays are in third place, still 3.5 games back at 21-17. Lakeland is fourth at 18-19, Fort Myers fifth at 15-22, and Clearwater is last at 14-25. Now on to tonight, Lazaro Estrada makes his second start for Dunedin since being activated from the IL last week. He went an inning and a third last week in Lakeland, giving up an unearned run and walking three and striking out one. He's definitely still trying to shake that rust off, so we'll see if his command improves with some adjustments from last week. For the Tarpons, they send out Zach Messenger, making his 26th appearance and 11th start for Tampa. On the year, he's 0-6 with a 4.23 ERA, and since they've tried to build him up as a starter, his ERA has been in the fives. He struggled with his command lately as well. Since he's been starting, he's walked 27 guys over 32 2/3 innings. No roster moves to make note of, so let's take a look at the lineups. First, for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec, they look like this. Batting first at second base, Brett Barrera. Batting second in right field, Taylor Aguilar. Batting third, the catcher, Antonio Gomez. Batting fourth, the DH, Ben Rice. Batting fifth in center field, Madison Santos. Batting sixth at third base, Luis Santos. Batting seventh in left field, Kyle Battle. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos. And rounding out the order, batting ninth, playing first base, Connor Cannon. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, they look like this. Batting first at third base, Josh Kasevich. Batting second at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting third at second base, Cade Doty. Batting fourth in right field, Dylan Rock. Batting fifth, the DH tonight, Michael Turk, Devontae Brown. Batting seventh at first base, Ryan McCarty. Batting eighth, the catcher, Victor Mesia. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in left field, Roque Salinas. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 13 minutes, so stay tuned. But before we have that first pitch, I'm going to set it off to an interview that I did with Ben Baggett not too long ago. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. This is Chris Valentine for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm here with Blue Jays reliever Ben Baggett. Ben, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. We'll start off with last night. Obviously, the plan was not to use you in the ninth, I'm sure.
Right,
That's not what you were expecting.
No.
But your teammate, Soenny Martinez,
went out, struggled a little bit, and they called on you to finish up, get the last out. What's going through your head with runners at second and third? You're out to get the last out. What's going through your head?
Just coming in, I just wanted to just attack right from the get-go. I feel like with a game like that, you start losing a little momentum. You get guys in scoring position with three runs to tie it, and you get that like change of play with bringing somebody new in. And I think the goal is just to get the gas pedal going right again. So it's just slam the foot on the gas and go right after him.
Yeah, and they had garnered all that momentum. It was a four run lead going into the top half of the ninth. Two runs had come in. What's the warm up situation like? You obviously don't have a ton of time. Donnie, when he came out, talked to Sony for a couple of seconds to try and get you a couple more pitches. How is that warm up different from normal?
I'd say you're not mentally prepared going into it, like going into getting on the mound in the pen, and then once you get up there, it's just like the adrenaline hits. You want to win the ball game ultimately, so it's just like that takes over. So it doesn't take much. Probably through eight total throws in the pen, and then get on the mound, go through my usual pre-pitch. It's go time. So I feel like the adrenaline really takes over. The desire to like just win and compete and beat the guy you're going against takes over, and that's the end of that.
Yeah. How does your normal pregame warm up when you're going into your bullpen session before you go in? What's that like?
I feel like you normally mentally know when your kind of role is being called on and coming off throwing the other night and then coming again today or yesterday. Didn't really know, so mentally wasn't as like locked in leading into that situation. And then once the ninth came along and they started getting a few guys on, I started kind of checking back in and just let the adrenaline take over on the mound. So I'd say normally you're getting a little more throws in the bullpen, you're kind of building up a little slower, but then yesterday's just hit the gas and go.
Yep. You went to Stanford.
I did.
You transferred to Florida Southern for the 2020 season. Obviously, that got cut short due to COVID.
Right.
According to Baseball Reference, I wasn't able to find a ton of stats on you at Stanford, but you played just four games in college with injuries being a huge factor. How difficult was it in your college career not being able to pitch as much as you wanted to?
Yeah, it was pretty hard. It's the hardest thing I've been through, but I think it's something that has really shaped me from a baseball perspective, from a life perspective. Something that has taught me more than really anything else that I've ever been through. And so only throwing one game at Stanford in 4 years and really not ever being healthy enough to pitch at all was something that you either learn to adapt to and overcome, or you just get beat and then you move on with your life. And that was not something that was going to happen to me. And I'm pretty proud of everything I've been through, and only having pitched a couple games and 5 years of college and coming out with 2 degrees and just as many probably total innings as I have degrees. And I think it really does, though, help me in life. Being able to relate to other people who've gone through different things, and also just on the field now, being one of the older ones in the clubhouse and someone who hasn't really played that much, but having a little bit different perspective on everything. And so I think getting out of the game of baseball and almost having that taken away from you and having to kind of kick the door back in is something that has completely changed how I view the game and how I view kind of what I do, and I'm pretty thankful for it.
And you said that you were out of the game for a little bit. Now the rumor that I've heard from Andrew, our social media guy, our player liaison, if you will, you got signed because of Twitter. Any truth to that?
I did. Yeah, I did. Well, so I was coming back from some injuries and coaching for a while and ended up getting healthy, started throwing again with our pro guys and throwing with our high school kids, and really knew I still had it in me. And so I started ramping back up fully, felt good, and got on the mound for the first day, got some data from it, and it went on Twitter, and got a call from Joe Sheehan actually the same night that it went on Twitter.
Really? That
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, so it was the first First time I've been on the mound pain-free and healthy in years, and maybe proceeded to be able to get on the mound a few more times before spring training. But it was definitely a whirlwind of events.
I've also been told that you've got a pretty unique throwing program.
Would I
you do. Like to shed some light on that?
I kind of just pick and choose. I've been kind of in the pitching development world for 10 years now, I guess, just being introduced to it to where now being able to coach guys and kind of put things together for myself. But I think Bruce Lee said pretty much, I'll paraphrase it, get rid of what doesn't work, keep what works for you. And that's kind of the same mentality that I've adopted. So taking things from different throwers, javelin throwers, quarterbacks, infielders, catchers, outfielders, kind of just look at the best throwers in the world and kind of what they do and how they go about kind of building that. And I've kind of just put bits and pieces together through that. And so it's not solidified by any means. You go talk to Drew, the pitching coach, and he'll tell you I'm probably doing something different every day. But it's just a fun way to experiment and develop and get better. Uh-huh. So it's definitely not your traditional.
You did mention the javelin, so I want to go into that a little
bit. All right.
What's the reaction the first time you come into the clubhouse and you pull out the javelin?
So
you start throwing it around.
Yeah. So I spring training, second day of spring training, I get there and I've been throwing javelins the past probably 4 or 5 months, and some that really helped me. So I'm like, you know what? Like, I mean, I pitched a couple innings in college. Like, I'm completely over what anyone thinks of what I do, or like, it could care less. And so I'm just rolling into spring training with two spears. They're about 7-8 feet long, and about to take them out to the field. And I put them by the door and then go across the weight room to start warming up. And I look over and there's like 10 guys surrounding the spears already, just like touching them. Like, it's like, I was like, this is going to get interesting. So then proceed to take them out. I was going to go to the field and throw them. And, I had a couple people come out, who are employees, not players. And they're like, you know what? I don't think from a liability perspective, it's going to be a good look to throw spears around the field. Unfortunately, didn't get to throw any javelins at spring training, but there is a nice soccer complex about 5 minutes down the road.
Okay.
And so sometimes after spring training would end, spears are in the back of my truck. They're in the back of my truck right now. And I would just roll on over and just, I'll put on a podcast or like a audiobook, make a phone call or something, and mm-hmm. just throw some spears.
What kind of podcasts are Ben Baggett listening to?
You know, it honestly varies. I listen to a lot of training stuff. I'll listen to different audiobooks that my dad will send me, different stuff from finance to business stuff, mindset type of stuff. Different things with like Christianity, just kind of varies. I like to mix it up.
Okay. You mentioned that your husband, you met your wife, I'm assuming at Stanford.
I
that
did.
Make sense. Time
I did.
Up. She plays soccer for the Washington Spirit.
She
in
does.
The NWSL. How competitive do you guys get with you be both being pro athletes?
You know, I think she is probably the more competitive one outside of the sport.
Okay.
She really likes cards, and she loves to beat me in cards and, like, gloat about it. And she competes pretty hard in those. But I'm not too competitive on things, like, outside of, I would say, like, the sport. I kind of try to, like, turn off the switch. Because if I turn it on, then I'm going to say something I'm going to regret, and she's going to get upset. And it's just gonna be a bad night.
Seems like a good decision. Happy wife.
Yeah,
life.
Exactly.
Don't want to
exactly.
say anything to upset her.
No, she's the better athlete for sure. So There's that.
She was what, third round or third overall?
Third
pick?
Overall. Yep.
I looked both of you up and I saw there was an absolute haul that the Spirit had to give up to for that pick.
Yeah, she's a stud. She's gone through. We almost flipped spaces a little bit. So coming through college, she was healthy, just the stud of Stanford soccer for four years, and I was dealing with a lot of injuries and everything. And then once she got to pro soccer, it kind of flip-flopped, and she's been dealing with some stuff, just some bad luck stuff. I mean, maybe I went through a lot of that just to be able to kind of help her go through it as well. So, but all in all, she'll be back, and I think she'll be better.
That'd be great. Hopefully, we can have Ben Baggett up in Toronto and then Jordan Baggett dominating the NWSL.
Yeah,
that'd be a great power couple.
That would be an awesome power couple.
How impactful in your relationship has it been to have a partner who not only knows how difficult the sports world can be, but someone who understands the time and commitment that it takes?
Oh, yeah, it's been awesome, especially for me doing a lot of things that are unconventional. People say that I overdo everything, so I tend to spend a lot of time and energy in the weight room, throwing, it's just an obsession. Mm-hmm. And so I think having her to understand how I'm kind of wired and knowing that's kind of how I am, it's really awesome. And just having someone who's like just kind of support you through it all is awesome. Mm-hmm.
And one last thing, we'll get a little less serious on that. Fastball, slider, changeup, what's your favorite pitch?
Definitely the heater, for sure. Like, not even close. I mean, like, I had a really good slider, I felt like, going into spring training, but I just didn't have enough reps pitching to where, like, it's pretty hit or miss.
We're back here. Welcome back to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're ready to get started. Lazaro Estrada on the mound for your Blue Jays here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. Estrada, first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the second baseman for Tampa, Brett Barrera. Barrera playing in his second game, 0-4 in his first. Estrada kicks and fires that one, a fastball in there, now 0-2. Lazaro Estrada, the 23-year-old out of Havana, Cuba, making his second start of the year for the Blue Jays. That one lifted towards right center field. Moving over to his right, Dylan Rock settles underneath, makes the grab, and that is out number one. Now let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Roque Salinas, Devontae Brown, and Dylan Rock. Along that infield, third to first, Josh Kasevich, Esteban Machado, Cade Doty, and Ryan McCarty, with Victor Mesia doing the catching behind the plate. One up, one down. Taylor Aguilar, the right fielder for Tampa. Estrada pitching out of the stretch, kicks and fires that first one, missed inside. 1-0 to start off Aguilar. Aguilar went 2-for-4 in his debut the other night. That one backing out of play. 1-1 the count. Those two from Taylor Aguilar, two home runs. Both solo shots. That was in game two of this series. Estrada kicks, fires. That one, the slider. No, did he go around? He did, says first base umpire in this matchup, Connor McKenna. Robert Ginther behind the plate. A ball and two strikes. Estrada comes set, kicks, and fires. That one skipped well in front of the plate. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, that one, outside corner, called strike three. Fastball got him looking. Two up, two down, first strikeout for Estrada.
Catcher, number
that brings up Antonio Gomez, the catcher. Gomez, the 16th overall prospect in the Blue Jays organization. In the Yankees organization, rather. Batting 258 on the year, 5 home runs, 38-35. Estrada kicks and fires first pitch to him. That one's lined towards right center field. That might be trouble. That's going to be cut off before he gets to the warning track by Dylan Rock. And settling for a single is Antonio Gomez. First hit of the ball game belongs to Gomez. That puts a runner on with two outs for Ben Rice.
Designated hitter, number 23, Ben Rice.
Ben Rice, the DH, batting exactly 300 this year. 6 home runs, 28 RBIs for him. Estrada comes set. First pitch to Rice. That one off the plate outside. Blue Jays have taken two of the first three games of this series. They're looking to get at least a series split, clinch that tonight. The 1-0. That one sent right back where it came from. A base hit up the middle. Now turning, going towards third is Gomez, and holding it is Devontae Brown. He'll get it back to second. Would have taken a perfect throw to get Gomez, and I'm not even sure if he would have had a play. First and third now, two outs for Madison Santos. Two outs to begin the game, back-to-back singles. Puts runners on the corners for the center fielder. Madison Santos on the year, batting 210. Estrada working out of that stretch. Kicks and fires. First pitch to Santos, fouled back. 0-1 to start off the center fielder. Santos last night went 0-3. Did draw two walks. The 0-1 skips in front. Good block by Messia. Advancing over to second, however. A good read on that was Ben Rice. That will go down as a wild pitch, but keeping the runner, the most important runner at the moment, at third with that block by Messia. One ball, one strike. Estrada calls time. He's going to ask to talk to Messia. Potentially wanting to change the signs here with a runner on second. Santos steps back in. Luis Santos on deck. A 1-1 count to Madison. Estrada kicks and fires. That one below the zone. 93 on that fastball again, but too low. 2-1. Tampa scored in the first inning of the last two games. They won game two. They lost last night. Your Blue Jays coming back with a 5-run sixth inning. Able to hold off a late comeback attempt by Tampa as that one misses well outside. 94 that time. Ramped it up a little bit but couldn't control it. 3-1 the count. First base is open. You don't want to give Madison Santos too much to hit here. The 3-1. That one in there, right at the knees with the fastball. That runs it full. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners on second and third. Top half of this first inning. Full count pitch. That one fouled back. Santos able to stay alive. We'll try it again. It'll be 3-2. The inning for Estrada. The pitch. Now on a grounder left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. They're going to wave Rice around third. He's going to score. No throw to home. A 2-RBI single for Madison Santos. Puts Tampa on the board first for the third game in a row. And they've got a 2-0 lead.
Third baseman, number 1, Luis Santos.
Got the fastball again, waited on it a hair, sent it through that shortstop third base hole, and brought two runners in. Madison Santos on first, two outs for Luis Santos. Now, quick move over to first. Close play. Back in time was Madison Santos. When he's on first base, he tries to time up a potential lifting of the leg by a right-handed pitcher. It's almost come back to bite him a couple times in this series already by taking that quick step at the exact moment that a Blue Jay pitcher has turned to throw to first to attempt to pick him off. That first pitch to Luis Santos, up and in, 1-0. Now, quick move over again, and they didn't get him. Oh, I think that's a bad call. I feel like they might have got him. Real close play again. That's attempt number two. Estrada had that timed perfectly as soon as Santos even began to take that quick step he tossed over. I think he got him. But he's still there at first base. The 1-0, that one a cut and a miss. No replay here in single A, so you got to go with what the umpire says. A ball and a strike. That one lifted high up in the infield. Messia settles underneath to the right of the plate, going back towards the line, sixth inning. Two runs on three hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. Tampa leads it 2-0 here at TD Ballpark.
Turn it over to our host for the evening, down by section 2-1.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hand right.
We're back here, bottom half of the first inning, 2-0. Tampa leads after that top half of the first inning where they scored two on the two RBIs. Single by Madison Santos. First pitch, the third baseman. 1-0 to get him started. Starting pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons, Zach Messenger, making his 11th start, 26th appearance. Second pitch, lifted towards center. Right center field, picking it up and settling underneath is Taylor Aguilar. Makes the grab, and that's one away. Let's take a look at the defense for the Tarpons in the outfield. Left to right, we've got Kyle Battle, Madison Santos, and Taylor Aguilar. Along that infield, third to first, Luis Santos, Roberto Chirinos, Brett Barrera, and Connor Cannon with Antonio Gomez behind the dish. One up, one down for the Blue Jays. It's Esteban Machado, the shortstop. First pitch, he fouls back into the screen. 0-1 to get the shortstop started. Machado, the switch hitter, batting from the left side here against the righty. Cade Doty, the second baseman, is on deck. the 1-2-3 hitters. That one fouled back as well. Machado down 0-2. Machado on the year, batting .266, yet to hit a home run, 22 RBIs. And the 0-2 pitch out of the windup, Messenger fires that one high. One and two the count. Messenger kicks and fires that one, a back foot curveball, inside curveball, I should say. Machado was in front of it, able to foul it off. Machado last night, 1-for-4. Stolen base, a run scored. And the 1-2 again. That one, he checked his swing. That one skipped in front of the plate. 2-and-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. That one line right back up the middle. That's a base hit. It belongs to Esteban Machado. Puts a runner on first. One away for Cade Doty.
Second baseman, number 2, Cade Doty.
Cade Doty did not play in last night's game. As a Blue Jay, though, 3-of-6. With a run scored in RBI, he's drawn 3 walks. He's had some really nice at-bats since he's been brought up to single-A after being drafted this past July. Doty, the 21-year-old out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Played for and was drafted out of LSU. Now move over to first, Machado back in, head-first slide. Hit 15 home runs in his last season, his junior season at LSU. Yet to hit one through the first couple games he's played here, but sure, it'll happen eventually. 1-0, cutting a miss there. Drafted in the second round, compensatory part of the second round, 78th overall. The 1-1, grounder left side foul. Takes a bounce off the front of the Tampa dugout. It's a 1-2 count. Dylan Rock, the right fielder. Batting cleanup, waiting on deck. Pitching out of the stretch here is Messenger. And the 1-2. And checking his swing on that slider low and outside in the dirt. 2-2 now to Doty. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Wind blowing right to left here at TD Ballpark. First 3 games, it was blowing left to right. Now a quick move over again, second time. Machado back in safely. Machado only 4 stolen bases on the year. They're paying close attention to him as that one was fouled back into the right by Doty, staying alive. 4-of-7 on stolen base attempts for Machado. Messenger comes set. There goes Machado, cutting a miss. Doty down on strikes. The throw down to second is not in time. Tampa can only get half of the strike him out, throw him out. Doty goes down swinging. That puts a runner in scoring position, however, now for Dylan Rock. And that stolen base by Machado, brought to you as always by our partners at Academy Bus. Dylan Rock, runner in scoring position, 2 down. Rock hit his first professional home run last night in the first inning. First pitch to him is off the plate outside with a fastball, 1-0. It was a no-doubter to left by the former Texas A&M Aggie. The 1-0, that one outside. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays trying to answer back with a run of their own. 2-0. That one, the slider inside corner, got called for a strike, 2-1. It was 2-0 in the bottom half of the first last night with Dylan Rock at the plate. He made it 2-1. Let's see if he can do it again. The 2-1 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball, he couldn't catch up to it. Count evens 2-2. Time called, granted to Dylan Rock. Fastball, slider, curveball so far in the repertoire for Messenger. The 2-2. That one fouled back into the right. Dylan Rock fights it off. Stays alive, and he'll see another. The 2-2 again. And checking his swing, called strike three on that slider right at the knees. And that will end the threat and the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 2-0, Tampa leads it.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet. For ya, all I could want, all I could wish for, nights alone that we miss more, the days we save as souvenirs, there's no time, I wanna make more time, and give you my whole life, I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker, hate to leave her, call it torture, remember when I couldn't hold her,
get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours,
We're back here, top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Chris Valentine with you for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Tampa leads it 2-0, 21 pitches in the first inning for Lazaro Estrada. That first pitch to Kyle Battle, the left fielder, fouled back and out of play. Two runs on three hits in that first inning. Not the start the Blue Jays wanted, but one they'll have to come back from. The 0-1, that one skips well in front of the plate, off the left shoulder of Victor Messi and halfway up the netting. One ball, one strike. The righty kicks and fires that one. Hit Battle. I think right on the bill of the helmet. He seems like he's all right. The trainer comes out to make sure. That could have been a lot worse. He did not go to ground. He's still standing. Talking with the trainer. And he'll take that jog over to first base, I'd assume. And he's good to go. Always a scary situation, especially when you're the batter.
Shortstop, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Fastball got away from Estrada. And that puts a runner on, the leadoff man. Nobody out now for the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos. Chirinos on the year batting 219, 17 RBIs. First pitch to him, down low, 1-0. Estrada, quick move over to first. Battle had only taken about a step off. Twenty-five pitches, 15 strikes, 10 balls, but those 10 balls have really not been too close. There goes Battle, and fouled back. He'll have to head back to first. When Estrada's been able to find the zone thus far, it's looked pretty good, but he's yanked a few sliders and had a few pretty high fastballs. So we'll see if he can get consistent here. A ball and a strike. That one, a check swing foul ball. Chirinos frustrated with himself and was inside near the hands, but he couldn't pull that bat back in time. 1-2 the count to him. One ball, two strikes. Estrada comes set. Now another move over to first. Back in time is Battle. Tonight is back to school night here at TD Ballpark. 1-2 pitch. That one in there, called strike three. Out number one, strikeout number two for Estrada. Brings up Connor Cannon. Back to school night, the first 250 kids in attendance, 12 and under, all received or will be receiving a Dineen Blue Jays backpack. Everybody received the voucher. They're going to give them out one at a time later on in the game. The 2-0, that one looked like a curveball. 1-0 to miss and start off Cannon's at bat. Connor Cannon on the year batting 146. The 1-0. That one now a snap throw back over to first behind Battle. He's back in time. Pitch was low. It's going to be a 2-0 count to Cannon. And yesterday, in a celebration of back-to-school night, back into the school year, the Dineen Blue Jays as an organization donated backpack school supplies to San Jose Elementary. Able to help out the local community. That one popped back up and out of play. Two balls. Estrada taking his time now. Kicks and fires the 2-1 pitch. Trying to check his swing. He went around. And the Tampa dugout barking over at Robert Ginther. There's no way that Connor did not go around on that pitch, but they wanted an appeal to Connor McKenna, the field umpire. They didn't get it. Ginther was all over. Now another move over to first. Different at bat, so you still get those two chances before it would be a buck if you don't get them on the third try. 2-2. That one lifted high, shallow right field. Into foul territory is McCarty. Called off by Doty, makes the grab, and that's out number two. Cade Doty, playing second base tonight, had a better angle on it than McCarty did. Called him off, made the grab, two down. Brett Barrera, the second baseman, 0-for-1 tonight. Second time up. flew out to right field in his first at bat. Estrada kicks and fires that one in there for a called strike. Fastball right at the knees at 92. 0-1 to Barrera. Kyle Battle looks like he's trying to do the same thing that Madison Santos was doing. Timing up that lifting of the leg. The 0-1, there he goes. He times it up. Curveball is not in time. A great tag applied, though, by Cade Doty. The throw by Messi was to the right of second base, our right of second base. Cade Doty had to stretch that glove out back where he came from, and he tagged him on the foot, but Kyle Battle was already into second base. Battle, that was his 14th stolen base of the year. And he puts himself in scoring position. A 1-1 count to Barrera. Estrada kicks and fires. That curveball low and outside. Back-to-back curveballs. Back-to-back pitches low and outside, almost in the dirt. Stepping off here is Estrada. Same at bat, so that's attempt number two. The 2-1 pitch, fastball. 2-2 the count. Estrada trying to strand that runner here on the base paths. A 2-2 count to Barrera. And time called. It's going to be an automatic ball. Estrada did not start his motion before that clock hit zero. So now a 3-2 count. He kicks and fires that one. Fouled back to the right. We'll try 3-2 again. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner in scoring position here. Top half of the second inning. And there goes the runner. Grounder over to short. That's going to be picked up by Machado. The throw's in time. McCarty stretching up, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left on base. We'll head to the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 2-0. Tarpons lead it.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk. Wake up.
We're back here, home half of the second. Michael Turconi, the DH, will lead it off. He He's 4 of 12 in his Blue Jays career. First pitch in there by Messenger for a called strike, 0-1. Tampa leading 2-0 after 1.5. Out of the windup, Messenger kicks, fires. That one a cut and a miss. I don't like the changeup. No balls, two strikes. That one just misses. A good take there by Tricone. Tried to check his swing, and now a challenge is going to be asked for by Antonio Gomez. And it is confirmed as a ball, so Tampa loses their first challenge.
The result is a 1-2 count on the batter.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch by Messenger. That one, a chopper over towards second. That's going to be picked up by Barrera. Flips it over to first in time. Four out number one. That brings up Devontae Brown.
Center fielder number three, Devontae Brown.
The center fielder. Nobody on, one away. The deck. First pitch to Brown, taken down low. That slider, 1-0. Brown batting 273 in his first couple games here with Dunedin. 3 of 11. The 1-0. That one lifted high left side. Right down the foul line. Now it's hooking towards the left. Underneath it is Santos and can't make the grab. I'm not sure if that hit the netting. That went right over the netting. He stretched out for it. And it landed amongst the crowd. So no real chance for Santos, but he made the effort. Devontae Brown, aided by that wind. And he'll live to see another pitch, a 1-1 count to him. And a foul tip strike stayed in the glove of Gomez. Now 1-2, the count to Brown. Brown went 1-for-4 last night with a single run scored. The 1-2, that one in on the hands. He flips it over down the right field line. That's hooking, and that's going to fall on the warning track of foul territory. And he'll stay alive again. Not a chance for Taylor Aguilar to run that one down. Didn't have the hang time. So again, staying alive on a foul ball is Devontae Brown. The 1-2 again, cut in a miss on that slider. Brown is down on strikes. Third strikeout for Messenger, and that's going to bring up Ryan McCarty. Ryan McCarty, the first baseman. Went 2-for-4 last night with a 3 RBI double in that 5-run sixth inning. That one was called a ball. It's going to be challenged by Gomez. And it is changed to a strike, so Tampa retains their second challenge.
The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
The 0-1, that one sent towards center. Going back a little bit is Santos, right on the warning track, settles underneath and makes the grab for out number three. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the third. 2-0, Tampa leads it here at TD.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. You can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a dollar ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Nights presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beers at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beers at Eddie's Bar. And also, $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are All You Can Eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday. For 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third baseline. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands to grab 50-cent cotton candy. After the game, fans can make their way down to the right field line and play catch on the field. Don't miss out on these great weekly promotions. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third. Estrada out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch to Taylor Aguilar, taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Second inning much better than the first. Kicks and fires the 1-0. That one's in there. 1-1, the count to Aguilar. One ball, one strike. Estrada kicks, fires. That one ripped down the line towards the wall. That's going to be a foul ball. Had home run distance. And just a few feet foul. One ball, two strikes will be the count to Aguilar. He struck out looking in his first at bat. Estrada comes set. The pitch. That one lifted high towards left center. Calling for it and settling underneath is Devontae Brown. Makes the grab. That's one up, one down. That's going to bring up Antonio Gomez, the catcher.
Number 21, Antonio Gomez.
Singled in, scored the first run for Tampa in that first inning. Estrada comes set, kicks and fires the first pitch to Gomez. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. The pitch, that one in there. Slider that time, low inside corner, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one fouled back. Just getting a piece of that fastball up above the zone. Chased after it, but was able to make contact, stays alive. Estrada looks like he might be settling in. The 0-2. That one, the curveball sent towards left center field. That's going to be trouble. Over towards the wall, that one hops the wall. That's going to be picked up by Salinas, the throw to the cutoff man, Machado, and a one-out double for Antonio Gomez.
Designated hitter, number 23, Ben Rice.
Gomez now 2-for-2. He puts himself in scoring position now for Ben Rice. He also single-in scored in that first inning, and that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the Blue Jays' dugout. What will likely be a pitching change. I believe that's Kelvin Perez in the Blue Jays dugout, but we'll wait to confirm. That's going to do it for Lazaro Estrada. Just 2 1/3 innings pitched, 2 runs thus far, 4 hits, and we'll be back with a new Blue Jays pitcher when we return. We're back here at TD Ballpark. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is going to be Kelvin Perez, the right-hander. He inherits the third. First pitch to Ben Rice is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Perez on for the 15th time this year, 2.49 ERA through 21 and two-thirds. He's been pretty good out of the Blue Jays bullpen. The 0-1, that one ripped towards the left center field, towards the warning track is Devontae Brown. He settles underneath, makes the grab. Runner goes towards third, and the play's not going to be in time. So a loud out, moving the runner to third, but with two outs now for Madison Santos.
Center fielder, number 14, Madison Santos.
Santos 1-for-1. He drove in the two runs in that first inning on a base hit to left field. First pitch misses. 1-0 to Madison Santos. Perez, fastball, slider, changeup in the repertoire. That one, the slider, got him to cut over top of it. 1-1. Perez out to keep the score the same. 2-0, Tampa does lead. One ball, one strike. Perez pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one, trying to check his swing, he went around. Says Robert Ginther, now 1-2. A fastball up above the zone, he couldn't hold up. Perez, the 21-year-old out of Venezuela. Signed with the Blue Jays back in 2019. A ball and two strikes, he comes set. The pitch. That one just missing inside. That was the changeup. Had some nice arm side run. He tried to get it to come back into the zone, but just inside off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Perez kicks and fires. That one just missing, and Perez thought he got it. Blue Jays don't ask for a challenge. Victor Mesia must have thought the same thing. It might have just missed. Perez definitely thought he got him. He started walking off the mound. Now it's a 3-2 count. The pitch. That one fouled straight into the front foot of Santos. Picked up by Messi in foul territory, but it was foul anyway. So Santos stays alive. Runner at third. That's Antonio Gomez. Two down. Perez trying to clean up this inning. The 3-2. That one up high. Santos draws the walk. That'll put runners on the corners for Luis Santos, the third baseman.
Now batting, number one, Luis Santos.
Luis Santos, 0-for-1. He popped up, caught in foul territory by the catcher, Victor Mesia. He's got runners at the corners, two down. Perez kicks, fires, first pitch. Lifted high left side. That's going to get up and well out of play. Probably land on top of the roof of Eddie's Bar, and it does. 0-1 to Santos. Tries to get into motion here with a runner at third. The 0-1. That one up high. Slider, he couldn't keep it down. A 1-1 count. Blue Jays tried to execute that first and third stolen base
play last night. They were unsuccessful. The throw down to second was cut off, and the throw home in time to get the runner. That one sent towards left. Liner to Salinas. He settles just in front of the warning track and makes the grab. And that will end the inning and the threat. Tampa leaves them on the corners. We'll head to the home half of the third inning. It's 2-0. The Tarpons do lead. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Tomorrow is family fun and fireworks night presented by BayCare. After the game, kids can run the bases, and then there will also be a spectacular fireworks show lighting up the Dunedin sky. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Victor Mesia will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Roque Salinas and Josh Kasevich. Zach Messenger back out pitching for his third inning worth of work. First pitch at the knees, called a strike, 0-1. Final line for Lazaro Estrada, 2 1/3 innings pitch, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No walks, 2 strikeouts. That one missed in the dirt. A ball and a strike down to Mesia. The 1-1. That one taken for a strike. The slider and asking for a challenge is Mesia. Blue Jays win the challenge. Mesia ended up being a good call.
The result is a 2-1.
It's now going to be a 2-1 count to the catcher. Catcher's pretty much got free rein to do what he wants. That one in on the hands, a soft liner. It's going to bounce in front of the shortstop, Chirinos. The throw is in time to get Mesia. And that'll be out number one. Sounded like it broke the bat, and that'll bring up the left fielder. Roque hit his second homer of the year last night. Bounced right off the top of the wall and onto the roof of the WestJet flight deck out there in right center field. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Salinas. That homer came in the fourth inning, ended up giving the Blue Jays at that time a 3-2 lead. That one hits the left foot of the home plate umpire Robert Ginther. Back to the backstop, 1-1 the count. Batting 263 on the year, those two home runs, 29 RBIs. The 1-1, that one, the curveball, really nice curveball there by Messenger, now 1-2. Messenger has, he looks really good at the moment. That one fouled off, a fastball up and out that Salinas decided to fight off. Take a hack at, lined it right above the Tampa dugout. 1-2, still the count. Lefty-righty matchup here. The 1-2. Grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Barrera. Shuffles his feet, makes the flip, and it's in time. 2 down. He's going to bring out top of the order Josh Kasevich, the third baseman. He flew out to right field in his first at bat, 0 for 1. Two down, first pitch in there with that slider, 0-1. Kasevich, the second round pick out of the University of Oregon. The 0-1 cut and a miss. Down 0-2. Seen as a pretty good contact hitter with some really good plate discipline. Very versatile defender as well, and a cut and a miss. That slider just darted away from the end of his bat. That will end the inning. Fourth strikeout for Messenger. Scoreless through three for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. 2-0. Tampa leads it.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases, and fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You won't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is in early activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch by Kelvin Perez to Kyle Battle. In there for a called strike. Fastball, 0-1. Perez got the last two outs of the top half of the third, leaving the runner in scoring position. 0-1 as that slider missed. Ball and a strike. Battle was hit by a pitch, stole a bag. Ended up being stranded on second base. That one missed as well. 2-1 the count. Perez now pitching out of the windup. Stepping off, and that's going to be an automatic ball. You're not allowed to step off without a runner on. So now it's going to be a 3-1 count. Mental mistake there by Perez. Now kicks and fires the 3-1. That one hits Battle. Second time he's been hit. That one was on the slider. Some murmuring from the crowd. Slider coming in at just 74. Not going for much intent
stop,
there.
Number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
But we'll see if that has any repercussions. That brings up Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop, one on, nobody out. I'm sure Kyle Battle's not too happy that he got hit for the second time. Didn't see a reaction out of him, but we'll see. There goes Kyle Battle. Throw low and outside the throw. Not in time. Second time in a row, Kyle Battle's been hit by a pitch immediately after. He puts himself in scoring position again. One-oh count to Chirinos. Now Perez steps off. That'll count as one attempt. Comes set, pitching back out of the stretch. The 1-0. That one, the slider, misses outside. 2-0 now to Chirinos. Chirinos struck out looking in his first at-bat. One of two Tarpons that Lazaro Estrada was able to strike out. The 2-0. That one's in there. Two balls and a strike now. Two balls, one strike. A runner in scoring position. No outs. A chance here for Tampa to extend their lead. That one outside. Now a 3-1 count. Three balls, one strike. Perez comes set. Kicks and fires. There goes battle again. Now the throw to Messia. By Messia. Covering at third was Josh Kasevich. That throw was a little bit to the left of the bag. Not a great spot for Kasevich to turn and make the tag. And stealing two bags now here on this trip around the bases is Kyle Battle. Three on the night. Full count, though. That pitch was called a strike. Infield comes in for the Blue Jays. A 3-2 count. Perez kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Big strike out there. That's going to bring up Connor Cannon.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
One out, a runner at third. Second time, Chirinos out on strikes. Cannon, he popped out in foul territory. He's caught by Cade Doty, the second baseman. First pitch, the slider low and outside, 1-0. Battle now. 17 of 19 this season on stolen base attempts. Infield still in for the Blue Jays with that runner at third base. The 1-0 pitch by Perez. That one, the slider again. Same exact spot. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And trying to check his swing, he waved around. Cannon with that fastball up high couldn't hold up. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. One out here. Caught and a miss. That one, I believe, was the changeup. Now a 2-2 count to Cannon. Another strikeout here would be massive for Perez. The righty kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Back-to-back changeups. Can't make contact. Comes back from 2-0 down. Gets him on the next three pitches. Now, top of the order, Brett Barrera. Blue Jays infield goes back to their normal depth. Barrera, first pitch to him, that one in there on the outside corner, another changeup. Perez with that arm side run was able to bring it back into the zone, an 0-1 count to start off Barrera. The 0-1, that one up and in. Ball and a strike. Perez kicks, fires. That one a grounder right back to him. He makes the nice snag, flips it over to first to McCarty, and that will end the inning. Perez strands the runner at third base, getting the next three batters out after he hit battle. And we'll head to the home half of the fourth. 2-0, Tampa still leads it.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. You've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Zach Messenger looking good through three. Just one hit, facing one batter above the minimum thus far. The righty out of the windup, kicks, fires first pitch to Machado. In there for a called strike on one. Machado the lone hit in the Blue Jays lineup thus far. Four strikeouts through the first three innings as well for Messenger. That one missed down low. I mentioned in the pregame he had been struggling with his walks quite a bit. I believe it was 27 through 32 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's gone through the first three without really having to worry about that. That one misses up, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Lefty-righty matchup here. Kicks and fires. That one outside. Now a 3-1 count. Machado, Doty, and Rock, the three Blue Jays do up in this half inning. The 3-1 pitch. That one a liner. That's going to be picked and off the glove of Chirinos. Long throw. Not going to be in time. We'll wait to see how they rule that. Could go either way. And they're going to rule it an infield hit. So Machado, the only Blue Jay to reach base thus far. He's 2-for-2 now. Kate Doty struck out swinging in his first at-bat. It was a hard hit ball there by Machado. It's a play Chirinos knows he should have made. First pitch to Doty. Blue Jays trailing by two here, bottom half of the fourth. Messenger now working out of the stretch for just the second time tonight. That one lifted left, right side, rather. Up and out of play. Evens out the count. One apiece. Wind now shifting a little bit. It's blown out to left field. Could give some extra little bit of power to these righty hitters. That one in there. A really nice slider catches the inside corner. 1-2 the count to Doty. Ball, two strikes. Now move over, Machado back in time. Danny Canias, the first base coach, the positions coach, was starting to duck out of the way. That was to the right of Connor Cannon at first. Cut and a miss. Doty down on strikes for the second time tonight.
right fielder, number 20, Dylan Rock.
One on, one out, Dylan Rock. He'll step in. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. That ended the first inning. First pitch to him. He takes inside corner. Fastball at 94 that time by Messenger. 0-1 to Rock. The 0-1 pitch. That one ripped down the line. That's a fair ball. That's going to be off the front of the tarp. Now over to third is Machado. Dylan Rock making the turn, and out at third is Machado. Machado trying to be extra aggressive. Going out to make that pickup was Luis Santos. That hit the front side of the tarp and came back towards our side. Santos was quick to get it. And Chirinos covering third. So the runner's still in scoring position for the Blue Jays, but an extra out on the scoreboard. Now Michael Turconi. And a balk called on Messenger. Both umpires at the same time made the call. So taking a jog over to third is Dylan Rock. Now a runner 90 feet away, two outs. First pitch to Turconi, fouled back into the netting, 0-1. Turconi grounded out to second base in his first at-bat. The 0-1, that one up high. One ball and one strike. Devontae Brown on deck. Messenger kicks and fires that curveball off the plate. Can't get the call. Two and one to Turconi. Two-one pitch. That one a foul tip. Stayed right there at the plate. Two and two. That one sent left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Potential extra bases for Turconi. The run comes in to score. It's going to be picked up by Kyle Battle. Standing on second is Michael Turconi. An RBI double for tonight's DH. The Blue Jays on the board. 2-1 now. That brings up Devontae Brown, a runner still in scoring position. Turconi, he went 0 for 5 last night. But he brings in that run on that double. 1-0 is that one missed to Devontae Brown. 1-0. It's RBI number 4 of his Blue Jays career for Michael Turconi. The 1-0, that one in there. Messenger out of the stretch, kicks, fires that slider lone outside. 2-1 taken by Brown. Brown 0-1 with a strikeout. Chance here to tie up the game in this fourth inning. The pitch fouled back right off the end of the glove of Gomez into the backstop. 2-2. Some of the best games that we've seen here at TD Ballpark have all been against the Tampa Tarpons. We had a 10-run comeback by the Blue Jays in their series here. And that was the same series as that one's fouled off. Same series as the 24 strikeout game that I mentioned earlier. And I believe it was game one I talked about it. In that series, the Blue Jays took 5 out of 6. Could definitely use the same result in a series here. Cut and a miss. Nice slider again by Zach Messenger. That ends the inning. And the Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position, but they do score one, cutting the lead in half, 2-1, as we head to the top half of the fifth. It is time for one of our
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me 3 steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. 2-1 ball game now. The Blue Jays got one back in the fourth. Kelvin Perez back out for his third inning worth of work. 1 2/3. Cut and a miss there by Taylor Aguilar leading it off. Out of the windup, Perez kicks, fires that one. Another cut and a miss. That time on the changeup. 0-2 now the count. Aguilar 0-2. Perez struck out 2 in the top of the fourth. Inning and 2/3 of work thus far. Now, on low, outside maybe. 1-2. Playing with his delivery a little bit on that windup. The 1-2 pitch. And fouled. That one hit the umpire. He's all right. Pops right up. Count stays 1-2. Maybe Nestor Cortez isn't the right comparison at the moment. And he being a lefty. Maybe Johnny Cueto, righty for the Chicago White Sox. Playing with that delivery, slowing it down, speeding it up. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Beautiful slider. Dropped underneath the bat of Aguilar. Third strikeout for Perez. One up, one down in the inning.
Catcher number 21, Antonio Gomez.
Now Antonio Gomez, he's 2-for-2. A single, a double, a run scored. Perez again, taking it a little slow. Kicks, fires. That one a chopper over towards short. And that gets over the glove of Machado. A wide turn around first. Gomez anticipating a soft throw into second, but ended up staying there. We'll see how that's ruled. Should be an error on Machado, but it puts a runner on, one away. Definitely a makeable play. Machado was pointing towards Perez, apologizing for that. Didn't get the body in front of the ball. That ball took a little bit higher hop than he thought, and it is ruled as an error. First pitch to Ben Rice down low. 1-0 the count. Gomez now on base in all 3 of his plate appearances. The 1-0. That one up and in. Perez not a ton of velocity on that fastball, but he does locate it pretty well. Tops out around 89, 90, 91 sometimes. That one misses inside. Now a 3-0 count to start off Ben Rice.
The call of foul has been upheld.
And Messia challenged that one, and it is confirmed as a ball. So the Blue Jays lose the challenge. That one misses inside again. A four-pitch walk to Ben Rice. That pushes Gomez into scoring position. One out here now for Madison Santos.
Center fielder, number 14, Madison Santos.
Santos has reached base safely both times he's been to the plate. Messi out in front of the plate, giving the defense some signals. Two on, one away. Tampa with an opportunity to get that run back that they gave up to the Blue Jays in the bottom half of the last inning. Cut and a miss. Again, a really nice change up there by Perez. 0-1 to start off Santos. Blue Jays had been really good at turning double plays this season. I believe they were third in the Florida State League. The 0-1, that one misses. But with the new draftees, we've yet to see one here in these first couple games at TD Ballpark. A lot of the defense that you knew and loved was sent up to High A Vancouver. And there goes the runners. One runner over to third, and in time to get Gomez. He didn't slide. He went in standing up. He looked around like a kid at the supermarket who lost his mom. Had no idea what was going on. Didn't slide and was tagged out by Kasevich. Staying at first there was Ben Rice. He didn't follow his teammate. Now two down. So the Blue Jays with a pretty good out here in this inning. Cut and a miss. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Perez suddenly a pitch away from getting out of this inning. Working out of the stretch. Looks towards first. Comes set. Kicks and fires. That one, the slider. He tried to get it on that outside corner, but left it too high. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner on first base. Lefty-righty matchup here. The pitch, outside corner, called strike three, on the black. Perez with strikeout number four, leaves the runner at first. We'll head to the home half of the fifth, 2-1. Tampa still leads it.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, August 12th, is back to school night presented by TD Bank. The first 250 kids, 12 and under, in attendance will receive an awesome Dunedin Blue Jays backpack, and after the game, they can run the bases. Also, all kids' merchandise will be 20% off, both in our Jay shop and online through August 21st. So make sure your kid is heading back to school in style. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow is All You Can Eat Friday here at TD Ballpark. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday home game, and for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket can enjoy food in our pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy buy one, get one margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. BOGO Margs, BOGO House Wine, all-you-can-eat food sounds like a great Friday night. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Wow.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. McCarty, Messi, and Salinas do up for your Blue Jays. Messenger back out pitching for Tampa. First pitch fouled back. Out of play, 0-1 to start off McCarty. Flew out to center field to end the second inning. This is his second at bat. 6 Ks. That one just off the plate. Evens it up 1-1. Again, yet to walk anybody. Through the first four. That one low and outside. Did he go around? He did not. 2 balls and a strike the count. Righty, righty matchup here. Messenger kicks, fires. That one lifted towards left center field. Going back towards the wall is Kyle Battle. Madison Santos, they turn, and it's gone! A solo shot for Ryan McCarty. His first professional home run. That ties up the game here in the fifth. Last spring's D3 Triple Crown winner gets his first career home run, and we're tied up here at TD Ballpark.
Catcher number 27.
That's going to bring up Victor Messia. Base is empty, still no outs. We're all tied up. First pitch to Messia by Messenger in there for a called strike, 0-1. Messia grounded out to short in his first at bat. And the 0-1, that one also in there with that slider. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, that one down low. Went back with that slider, couldn't get Messia to chase it. McCarty hit 29 home runs last year at Penn State Abington. That's his first here for Dunedin. That one missed outside 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Messenger had Messia down 0-2. 3 straight balls. Now the count's full. Out of the windup, the 3-2 pitch. That one down low. 4 straight balls after he had him down 0-2. That puts another runner on for the Blue Jays. Now Roque Salinas will step in.
Left fielder, number 50, Roque.
And that's going to get the pitching coach for Tampa, Grayson Crawford, out of the dugout. He's going to go talk to his pitcher. That's the first walk of the game by Messenger. And we'll take this time to remind you that tomorrow, August 13th, is Family Fun and Fireworks Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons. After the game, kids can run the bases. Fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the sky here in Dunedin. You won't want to miss out. Again, that's tomorrow, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. One on, still nobody out now for Roque Salinas, the 9-hole hitter. He grounded out to second in his first at bat. Top of the order, Josh Kasevich now on deck. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off Salinas. That one missed well outside. 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike. Messia over there first. The pitch. That one lined towards left. That's going to be caught on a slide by Kyle Battle. A really nice play by the left fielder. That ball hung up just long enough for him to make a play.
Third baseman, number 4, Chuck Katsevich.
One away here now, and that's going to get Rachel Balkovec out of the Tampa dugout. That should do it for Zach Messenger. And it will be it. He got clipped in the last two innings after working three innings with just one above the minimum on one hit. We're going to have a new Tarpons pitcher when we return here to TD Ballpark. We're tied 2-2. We're back here at TD Ballpark, bottom half of the fifth, one away, one on for Josh Katsevich. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 15, Enrique Santana. First pitch to Katsevich, in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him. 20th appearance of the year for Santana, 1.69 ERA through 21 and a third. The 0-1, that one, 8 chopper left side, that's foul. No balls, two strikes. We saw Santana in game one of this series. He came out for an inning, gave up two hits, one run. It was earned. The 0-2, that one second base is Messia. That one coming in at 87. It was behind the head. Now a 1-2 count to Katsevich, a runner in scoring position. One ball, two strikes. Has to be Machado on deck. Santana kicks, fires. That one upstairs. The slider couldn't keep it down. A 2-2 count now. Santana trying to strand the runner on base. And the 2-2. That one hit Katsevich. That one coming in at 92. Hit him right into the ribs. Just below that shoulder.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Not sure if there's any intent in there. You'd hate to think so. But one was behind the head of Katsevich. The other one was in the ribs. Runners at First and second, one away now for Esteban Machado. Santana kicks and fires that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Machado 2-for-2. The 0-1, that one fouled back. Now 0-2. Two singles, one a liner back into center field. The other one an infield single to shortstop. No balls, two strikes, a runner in scoring position. Fires that one, a chopper right side. That's going to be gloved by Cannon. He's going to take the sure thing at first. That's all he can manage. And now advancing towards second is Kasevich. At third is Messia. Now Cade Doty. He'll step in, two runners in scoring position. The go-ahead run 90 feet away. Doty's over 2-2 Ks. First pitch, cut and a miss. Slider got him swinging, 0-1. Dylan Rock, the right fielder on deck. Kicks and fires. That one sent right above the head of Trinos. That's going to bring in one. They're going to wave around Kasevich. No throw. A two RBI single for Cade Doty. RBIs number 2 and 3 of his Blue Jays career. The Blue Jays take the lead. Now 4-2 here in this fifth inning. That'll bring up Dylan Rock. Now with a two-run lead. That ends the line for Zach Messenger. 4 1/3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, 1 walk and 6 Ks. That one inside. Rock turns around away from it, 1-0. Rock, 1-for-2, a double. Down the left field line. Came around and scored the first run for the Blue Jays. That one was low and in. Kept in front by Gomez. 2-0 the count. Santana comes set. The pitch. That one's in there. Two balls, one strike. Santana must hate facing the Blue Jays. This is his third appearance against Dunedin this year. That one softly lined right side. A checked swing. Now 2-2. Third appearance, as I said. Now he's given up 4 runs. Only 2 of them being earned, but those 2 earned runs are as many as he's given up to everybody else in the Florida State League this year. The 2-2 runner goes, checking his swing. The throw is off of the runner Doty. It popped over to the shortstop. Roberto Chirinos into second with a stolen base. It's Cade Doty, and that stolen base brought to you as always by Academy Bus. Rock was able to check his swing. It was taken for a ball, now a 3-2 count. A runner now in scoring position. Three, two, that one low and outside. Dylan Rock draws the walk. That's going to bring out Michael Turconi. Extends the inning. 2 on, 2 out.
Designated hitter, number 7, Michael Turconi.
Turconi, 1-for-2 on the night with an RBI double. That double is what brought in the Blue Jays' first run of the ballgame. First pitch, grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Barrera. He smothers it, flips it over to first for the out, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays lead one of them off of the first career home run for Ryan McCarty. The other two off of the two RBI single by Cade Doty. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue the series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And tomorrow is Family Fun and Fireworks Night presented by BayCare. After the game, kids can run the bases. And then there will also be a spectacular fireworks show lighting up the Dunedin sky. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Kelvin Perez back out again. Luis Santos will lead it off. First pitch, that one off the glove. Another slider, that one was inside. Back to the backstop off the glove of Messia. 1-0 to start off Santos. Blue Jays taking a lead in the last half of the last inning. 4-2 here at TD Ballpark. First, that second pitch, that's through the hole. Base hit for Santos. Leadoff man on base for the Tarpons. And that'll bring up Kyle Battle.
Left fielder, number 18, Kyle Battle.
One on, nobody out. Perez already threw 2 2/3. Now a move over, close play, but back in time. First attempt there for Perez. Battle's been hit by a pitch in both of his two at-bats. And he's stolen three bags while on the base pass. That one upstairs, 1-0. This will be Perez's 50th pitch. Out of the stretch, he kicks and fires. That one down low. He's now split down the middle, 25 balls, 25 strikes. To another count. The pitch, there goes the runner. That one called a strike, and they got him! Nice throw by Victor Messia. The tag applied by Cade Doty. And looking like he's shaken up over there at first is Luis Santos. That trainer's going to come out. He's hopping, not putting a ton of weight on that left foot. Hopefully he's all right, but he is caught stealing. Second caught stealing of the as Santos makes his way off the field. It's going to be a 2-1 count to Kyle Battle. Wipes that leadoff base hit right off the board. Two-one count, one away. Back out of the windup, Perez. Slowly kicks and fires. A foul tip. Stayed in the glove of Messier. 2-2. Pitch. That one a grounder. Over towards short. Picked up by Machado. Throws in time to get battled by a couple steps. Two down. That's going to bring up Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks, one swing and one looking.
Number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
First pitch, grounder left side. That's about 3 feet foul. 0 and 1 to start off the shortstop. Perez now through 3 1/3 innings. This is officially his longest outing of the season. Out of the windup. Slowly again, the 0-1 pitch. Soft grounder left side, that's foul again. Right off the end of the bat. An 0-2 count. Longest outing of the year up until now was this past July 28th, about 2 weeks ago at Clearwater, where he went three innings, I should say. That one skied left center field. Out to pick it up is Machado, called off by Salinas, and that will end the inning. No runs on one hit, nobody left the board. We'll head to the home half of the sixth. The Blue Jays lead it 4-2.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com. or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach, make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold. It's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. Lottie, daddy, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Devontae Brown will lead off this inning. He'll be followed by Ryan McCarty and Victor Messi. A first pitch hit Devontae Brown right on the head. I think we got to give out warnings now. That was a fastball right to the dome of Devontae Brown. That's going to get the trainer out to look at him. That's the fourth hit batter we've had. Battle was hit twice, both on off-speed pitches. And now the Tarpons have hit Kasevich. And now Brown with fastballs. No warnings were issued. Devontae Brown's good. He's on first base. another scary situation. Blue Jays have the leadoff man. First pitch of the inning. First pitch to McCarty, low and outside on the slider. Second hit batter by Santana alone. The 1-0. That one sent towards center. That might drop, and it will. Back-to-back hits for Ryan McCarty. Puts runners on first and second. No outs here for Victor Mesia. Tampa does have someone warming up in their pen. Again, with their font and that bullpen not very well lit, I'm going to give it my best guess. It looks like Nick Patrick. I believe that's a zero on the right side of the number. Fairly confident. First and second, nobody out for Mesia. First pitch, trying to check his swing. He went around. No balls and a strike. That one inside corner. Front door slider, 0-2. Santana looking towards second. Comes set, kicks, fires. That one inside. Called strike three. Messi is going to ask for a challenge. I looked inside. Blue Jays have two remaining, and it is called a ball after the challenge. So Messi, that's his second successful challenge. Now it's a 1-2 count. The pitch. That one a liner. Caught by Chirinos. A nice play. A leaping grab by Chirinos. Looked like it might have been able to score Brown if it got over his head.
Left fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
But now Roque Salinas, the lefty, as Rachel Balkovec exits the Tampa dugout. We're going to have a new Tampa pitcher when we return. First and second, one out. It's going to be Salinas at the plate. You're listening to Ballpark. Blue Jays up 4-2. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. It is Nick Pacharek, the right-hander for Tampa, taking over here, one out. First pitch to Salinas, in on the hands, fouled off, 0-1. One-inning pitch for Santana. One run given up thus far, but he is responsible for both runners on first and second. That one ripped down the line, hook and foul. Think it had home run distance. But Salinas a little bit out in front. 0-2 now the count. Patrick on for the second time. He gave up 5 runs in just a third of an inning, all earned. That's a grounder right side foul. That appearance being in the opening game of this series. Blue Jays taking that game. An 0-2 count. Now to Salinas. Patrick kicks, fires. That one outside. No offer from Salinas. 1-2. Runners on first and second, 1-2 count. Lefty-righty matchup. That one up and out. 2-2 now to Roque. Patrick's ERA currently 135 after that very rough first outing of his career. Both runners go. The throw, really nice throw over at third. Gomez, he was on his knees, made a bullet of a throw to third. And Santos tagged out Devontae Brown. Devontae Brown caught stealing, advancing over to second. Following him was Ryan McCarty. Now 2 down, runners still in scoring position for OK Salinas, a 3-2 count. Patrick comes set. Kicks, fires. Fouled off. That one was between the legs of Roque. Went straight to Josh Kasevich, who tried to play it off a bounce but couldn't pick it up. Got a good laugh from the fans that are sitting right behind the on-deck circle. A 3-2. That one sent left side. That's going to hook foul and out of play. So we'll try it again. Salinas stays alive, found that pitch off. Three, two. Cut and a miss. Fastball inside. Salinas couldn't make contact, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays leave a runner in scoring position. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. 4-2. Dunedin still leads.
Don't miss out on the...
Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights, they are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. Fans can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday night game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a $1 ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Night, presented by Bud 12-ounce Beer at our WestJet flight deck, or $2 16-ounce beer at Eddie's Bar, and also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are All You Can Eat and BOGO Margaritas and House Wine. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., Fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket can enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margs and house wine all night at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and $2 Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar families can also head to the concession stands and grab 50-cent cotton candy. And after the game, fans can make their way down the right field line to play catch on the field. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays. It's going to be the right-hander, number 29, Nathaniel Perez-Lopez. He's on for the ninth time for Dunedin this year. A 1.44 ERA and a 3-1 record through 25 innings pitched. First pitch to Connor Cannon, fouled off right side, 0-1. That does it for Kelvin Perez tonight. And what is his best outing of the year, 3 2/3 innings pitched, just one hit, no runs, 2 walks, 4 Ks. A really great relief appearance for him. And that one sent towards center field. That's going to be a line drive base hit. Connor Cannon on for the first time tonight. Puts the leadoff man on base again for Tampa, Brett Barrera.
Second baseman, number 3, Brett Barrera.
Barrera, 0-3 tonight, 0-7 since being brought up to single A. And that one hit the bag. That pickoff attempt, a wild one by Perez. McCarty unable to get the glove to it, but luckily it hit the corner of the bag and stayed in front of McCarty. First pitch to Barrera, that one high, and that one came back and hit the windows of our press level. Not mine, thank God. But 0-1 now to Barrera. Kelvin Perez with this outing lowered his ERA on the season to 2.13. The 0-1 cut and a miss. That changeup by Perez, 0-2. Fastball slider changeup in his repertoire. Perez working out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. That pitch in the dirt. Really nice pitch. Gets Barrera swinging. First strikeout for Nathaniel Perez. That's going to bring up Taylor Aguilar. He's 0-3, 2Ks.
Left fielder, number 27, Taylor Aguilar.
One on, one out. Time was called. I believe Machado had to maybe fix his shoelace, but still going to be called a pickoff attempt or a step off for Nathaniel Perez. That one sent towards center. Devontae Brown right there to him. Might have moved half a step. And that's two down. Two down after that leadoff single. Now Antonio Gomez.
Now
he's 2-3. Yeah, he's reached base all three times safely. Single and a double tonight. A run scored. Perez fires that first one up above. Gomez chasing after. Can't make contact. 0-1. That one down low and outside. Messia tried to make that snap throw back behind Connor Cannon, but couldn't get the ball out of his glove. Lost it on the transition, but staying where he was Cannon. A 1-1 count. Victor Mesia loves that snap throw behind the runner. The 1-1. That one down low. Nice block. Two-one count to Gomez. As I mentioned earlier, 16th ranked prospect in the Yankees organization. Potentially their most dangerous hitter at the moment. He and Ben Rice have both been pretty good in this series. 2-1, that one up high. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Perez kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. That makes the count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, top half of this seventh inning. And there goes the runner, that one, low and outside. Can't get the call. A two-out walk extends the inning now. Ben Rice will step in. Runner in scoring position. The potential game-tying run on first base. Mesia stepping out in front of the plate. He'll give his defense some instruction and go back behind. Ben Rice will step in. 1-for-2, a run scored. Also drew a walk. Gomez has now reached base safely. All four times he's been to the plate. First pitch to Rice. Down low, skips across the plate. Connor Cannon on second. Antonio Gomez on first. Opportunity here for Tampa to either chip away at the two-run lead or tie it up completely. 1-0. That one misses. A little bit off the plate, 2-0 count. Rice batting 303 on the year. Time called at the plate. Granted to Ben Rice, he'll take a step out. Two balls, no strikes. Price kicks and fires. That one is in there. Gets a strike on the board, 2-1. Ben Rice playing in his fourth game of this series. Played in all four. That one, a chopper right side foul. 2-2. That one bounced around in the right field corner for a second out to grab it. Was Dylan Rock, flips it to a fan. And now we're ready to go. Stepping back in is Ben Rice. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. A two-run lead for the Blue Jays. Perez kicks, fires, that one outside. Now a full count. Looked like he didn't have the grip on that slider. Count runs full. Perez comes set. And time called this time by Mesia. That's one attempt. Perez kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. He gets Ben Rice swinging. Leaves the runners at first and second base. We'll head to the home half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases. Fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You don't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night, presented by BayCare.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
we're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays leading by two. Nick Pacioretty back out for his second inning. Got the last two outs of the sixth. Top of the order, Josh Kasevich will lead it off. First pitch down low. Kasevich will be followed by Machado and Doty. 1-0 to start him off. Kasevich 0 for 2. He was hit by a pitch, later scored. The righty working out of the stretch, kicks, fires, that one up high. One low, one high. 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, low and outside. A 3-0 count now to Kasevich. That one finds the zone. 3-1. Fastball. Inner part of the plate. Gets Pacioretty back in this count. The 3-1. And a foul tip. 3-2 stayed in the glove of Gomez. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one fouled off. Full count. Kasevich fighting that one off. Pacioretty comes set. The 3-2 pitch again. That one, a grounder. That's going to get through for a base hit. A leadoff single for Josh Kasevich. Takes a wide turnaround first. Stays at first. Settles for the single, and that'll bring up Esteban Machado. First hit of the ball game for Kasevich. Now Machado steps in. He's 2-for-3. Chirinos is playing almost right between second and third from my vantage point. And that grounder went right at the edge of the pie slice where it meets the outfield grass. So he had to look, run a long way. No chance he could get to it. First pitch to Machado outside, 1-0. Blue Jays have put the leadoff man on the last four innings now. In the previous three, they've scored two of them. That one outside, 2-0. Lefty-righty matchup here with the switch hitting Machado. Pacioretty fires. That one a chopper. First base. That's foul. Ball's in a strike. Connor Cannon tossed that ball back to Pacharek. Not a lot of the time that you see a ball in play get moved back, given back to the pitcher, I should say. That one was in the dirt with a snap throw back over to first base. Now the umpire is telling Pacharek he needs to get rid of that ball. 3-1. Runner at first, nobody out. There goes the runner, 3-1. That one sent towards right center field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to be cut off by the center fielder, Santos. Turning around third, the throw to the plate is going to be not in time. It pops away from Gomez. Madison Santos did a good job cutting it off before he could get to the wall. But with the runner going, Kosovic had a head start, and Donnie Murphy sent him to the plate. The throw beat him, but it was a little high for Gomez to make the tag, and he rushed it. It popped away from him. On second now with an RBI double is Esteban Machado, his third hit of the ballgame. Blue Jays now lead 5-2 here in the bottom half of the seventh. Still no outs. Runner in scoring position for Cade Doty. Pacharek. Kicks, fires, first pitch, down low. Pacharek takes a step off the rubber. First attempt. And now he steps off again. Looking in towards Gomez, comes set. Her left side towards the Tampa on deck circle, takes a bounce. 1-1, the count to Doty. One ball and one strike. Now one up high. Doty drove in two runs in his last at-bat, 1-for-3 on the night. Two RBI single into left. I gave the Blue Jays a 4-2 lead at the time. That one ripped towards left. That's going to be extra bases. Off the wall coming around is Machado. Over to second, the throw, and Doty's going to be in there standing up. Back-to-back RBI doubles by Machado and Doty. The Blue Jays tack two more on. Dunedin leads by 4. That's going to get Rachel Balkovec out of the Tampa dugout. We're going to have another Tarpons pitching change. Pacharek can't get the job done here. Got the last two outs of the last inning, but can't get another out here before giving up the two runs. 6-2, Blue Jays lead it. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Bottom half of the seventh, runner in scoring position. We'll be back with a new Tampa pitcher.
We're back here. Dylan Rock stepping up. Nobody out. Bottom half of the seventh. Already two runs in this inning for the Blue Jays. Runner at second. New pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons is going to be the right-hander, number 26, Bailey Dees. Dees is on for the 27th time, a 3.61 ERA through 42 and a third. First pitch lifted high left side. That's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Rock. We saw Dees in game one of this series. He went 2 2/3, gave up one hit. No runs, a walk, and two Ks. Good appearance there in that outing for Dees, but he's got another task to deal with here. Runner in scoring position, no outs. The 0-1 pitch. That one in there now, 0-2 to Rock. Rock 1-for-2 on the night. Also reached on a walk. The line for Patrick as it stands. 2/3 of an inning. 3 hits, 2 runs. No walks, 1 strikeout, but he is responsible for Doty on second base. Caught and a miss. Dylan Rock down on 3 pitches. Really nice changeup, I believe it was there.
Designated hitter
by Dees, and that'll bring up Michael Turconi. Strikeout number 1 for Dees, Michael Turconi. He's 1-for-3. RBI double in that fourth inning. That one in there to start him off 0-1. Devontae Brown on deck. No balls and a strike. Dees kicks and fires. That one a grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Cannon. Flips it over to Dees, covering it first. Almost able to beat it out with Turconi, but out by about half a step. Advancing over to third was Doty. And now Devontae Brown steps in with a runner 90 feet away. Two down, though. Devontae Brown, he's 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. A scary one off the hand of Enrique Santana. He'll look to add on to the lead here. Blue Jays leading by 4. Dees kicks, fires. That first pitch down low. 1-0 to start off Devontae. But we know from last night a 4-run lead isn't always safe. Blue Jays were leading by 4 in the top of the 9th. And Tampa came back, scored 2, and got the tying run on second base. That one in there for a called strike. Now 1-1. You always want to add insurance runs. The age-old saying, how many runs do you need? More. The 1-1, that one outside. Two balls, 1 strike. The pitch. That one low and outside, a good pick by Gomez, keeping that one in front of him, 3-1. Dees comes set. A 3-1 pitch. That one in there. A good slider. Inside corner, 3-2. Balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on third. RBI opportunity for Brown. Dees kicks, fires. That one gets back to the backstop. That's going to be picked up by Gomez. And nobody's covering it home and safe. Doty able to beat Gomez. Dees did not get off the mound. Gomez went to flip it to him, but his pitcher didn't have his back. That's run number 7. And on
first now is Devontae Brown. It keeps the inning going. Ryan McCarty now stepping in. Blue Jays 7, Tampa 2. McCarty, one on, two away. Deez comes set. Kicks and fires. First pitch to McCarty. Top of the zone, up above the zone, says Robert Ginther. Gomez turns around, asks for a challenge, and it is confirmed as a ball.
The result is a 1-0 count on the batter.
So the final line for Patrick now looks like this. Two-thirds of an inning, as that one is off the plate outside. Two-thirds of an inning, three hits, three runs all earned. No walks, 1K. Ended up improving his ERA despite all that. That one outside, 3-0 now to McCarty. Third consecutive inning that McCarty's been up. He's got a home run and a single in the last two. 3-0 count. Deez fires. That one fouled back right at the top of the netting. And it's 3-1. All three runs in this inning charged to Nick Pocharek. 3-1 count. The pitch. Caught and a miss. That can't tell if that was a curveball or a slider. If it's a slider, it's got a ton of vertical movement. Dropped off the table pretty much. 3-2 now to McCarty. Now on, grounded over to third. Nice pick by Santos. Long throws in time to get McCarty, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays tack three more on. They now lead 7-2. We'll head to the top half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead it. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. And don't forget, tomorrow, presented by BayCare. After the game, kids can run the bases, and then there will be a spectacular fireworks show lighting up the Dunedin sky. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets, or you can listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Nathaniel Perez Lopez back out pitching, working in his second inning. Grounder left side picked up. That's Josh Kasevich. Long throw across the diamond in there in time. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That's going to bring up Luis Santos. Nobody on, one away.
Third baseman, number one.
Luis Santos, one for three. Singled in his last at bat, was later caught stealing. Working quick. off the field. Nathaniel Perez could not care less about that. Tampa Tarpon walking back to the dugout. The 0-1, that one low and outside. Evens it up 1-1. Did he go around? He did not. The 1-1. That one lifted right side up and out of play. 1-2. Now the count to Santos. Blue Jays trying to win three of the first four games of this series. Close the gap on Tampa even more than they have. Currently 2.5 games back of Tampa. That one softly flown to left field. Out there is Salinas. So that's going to be caught for out number two. Two up, two down. Now Kyle Battle.
Left fielder, number 18, Kyle Battle.
Battle 0 for 1. He's reached on a hit-by pitch twice. Perez kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. 0-1 to start him. The 0-1, back-to-back sliders, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Out of the windup. Perez kicks, fires. That one skips. A ball and two strikes. Blue Jays leading by 5 here in this top half of the eighth. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons. We'll head to the home half of the eighth. Last chance for the Blue Jays to add a couple insurance runs. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Hey fans, be sure to stop.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs. Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow is All You Can Eat Friday here at TD Ballpark. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday home game. And for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket can enjoy food in our pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy buy one, get one margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. BOGO Margs, BOGO House Wine, all-you-can-eat food sounds like a great Friday night. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. Victor Messia will lead things off. He'll be followed by Roque Salinas. Then top of the order, Josh Kasevich. Bailey Dee's back out there for his second inning worth of work. First pitch in there, four called strike, 0-1. Dee's the righty. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss, high heat. 0-2, now to Messia. Blue Jays leading here 7-2 after 7.5. The 0-2. Messia not chasing after that one, 1-2. Messia 0-2 today. A walk and a run scored. Dees kicks it and fires. That one got him to chase the high heat again. Down on strikes is Messia. That brings up Salinas.
Left fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Second strikeout of the appearance for Bailey Dees. Now Roque will step in. First pitch, that one sent towards center. Going back, a little bit of Santos. Settles underneath, makes the grab. And that's out number two.
Now batting number four.
Now Josh Kasevich, he'll step back in. He led off the last inning with a single into center. Came around and scored the fifth run. In what was a three-run inning for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Dees, cut and a miss. That slider darted away from Kasevich's bat. 0-1 to start him off. Kasevich 1-for-3. The 0-1 low and inside. One ball, one strike. Kicks and fires that one in on the hands. Blooper right side towards the foul line. That's going to be trouble, and that's going to fall. A single for Josh Kasevich. Dees tried to sneak behind him, covering first base. And a pump fake by the second baseman, Barrera, but Kasevich was back in. So two-out single for Kasevich, his second hit of the ballgame. That's going to bring up Esteban Machado. First pitch to Machado, catches that outside corner. 0-1 to start off the shortstop. Two singles and a double for Machado tonight. Batting from the left side again. That one, that blooped over and a soft liner caught by Santos. Off the bat, I thought it was going to get over his head, but Santos able to track it down, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Tampa needs five to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Back here, top half of the ninth. It's going to be Chirinos, Cannon, and Barrera for Tampa. Nathaniel Perez back out. First pitch fouled off the end of the bat by Chirinos. 0-1. It's still a safe situation for Nathaniel Perez. He entered the game to start off the seventh when the Blue Jays had a two-run lead. It was 4-2 at that time. That one in there called a strike. Now 0-2. Perez kicks, fires, chopper, no, blooper rather, and caught by Doty! Thought that hit the ground in front of the plate, and then it went way higher than I expected. What a fantastic rundown over the shoulder catch by Cade Doty. One up, one down.
Number 50, Connor Cannon.
Man, these new guys can play some defense, I'll tell you. I said in yesterday's game, Alan Roden made a fantastic play out on the warning track. He had made one the game prior, crashing into the gate. And Cade Doty tracked that down like Mike Evans, running a vertical route down the sideline. 1-0 to start off Connor Cannon. That one low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. With us being a Toronto-based company, maybe I should look up some Argonauts in the Canadian Football League for the next time I make a football reference. But live and you learn. That one cutting a miss low and inside. 2-1. Out of the windup, Perez kicks, fires. That one misses. 3-1 to Cannon. Hoping for a little bit of a less dramatic ninth inning here. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Waving around. That one skipped across the plate. Cannon smacked himself on top of the head. Can't believe he swung at it. Balls, two strikes, one out. Brett Barrera, second baseman on deck. The pitch, that one skips. Not swinging to that one. Cannon draws the walk on the full count. That'll put a runner on, one away for Brett Barrera.
Second baseman, number 3, Brett Barrera.
Barrera 0 for 4 tonight. Perez kicks and fires, first pitch. That one's in there. Now quick move over. Cannon back standing up on first base. Barrera, the eighth round pick of the Yankees. This past July out of Stanford. Yet to record a hit. Here in single A, that one right off the end of the bat, back to the backstop, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Perez, the pitch, caught and a miss. 0 for 5 on the night. Barrera strikes out for the second time, and the Blue Jays are one out away.
Right fielder, number 27, Taylor Aguilar.
Bradenton has defeated Palm Beach, so even if the Blue Jays hang on with this one out, still going to be 3.5 back of first. But they're looking to close the gap here on Tampa. 0-1 as Aguilar caught and missed at that one. He's 0 for 4 tonight, 2 Ks. Perez, one strike away. Blue Jays looking for their 22nd win in the second half. They need one more pitch. Perez fires. That one skips. That gets back behind Messia. Cannon's going to jog over to second base. Puts himself in scoring position. Now 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Aguilar stepping back in. Perez kicks and fires, cut and a miss. And that will do it. The Blue Jays take the game. They improve to 22-17 in the second half. Tampa falls to 23-15 in the second half. The Tarpons scored two runs on six hits. They committed zero errors.
Your Blue Jays, 7 runs on 11 hits. They committed one error. The win goes to Kelvin Perez. The loss to Zach Messenger. And the save goes to Nathaniel Perez. We're back for Game 5 tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin at about 6:15. And again, it's Family Fun and Fireworks Night presented by BayCare tomorrow. Make sure to come out, enjoy the ball game, and a spectacular fireworks show. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 7-2.
Season touchdown throws, and off of every party, it's like cheers. They know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city where.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. In a place.
need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away. We all know I should be the one to say we all make mistakes. Take my hand.